And shame on Mr. Hayes. Shame on him for promoting division in a time when our country needs unity. Shame on him for promoting legislation that marginalizes minorities, that attacks particular faith groups.
Hassan Shibley, director of the Tampa Council on American-Islamic Relations, called the failed initiative by Republican Senator Alan Hayes both unnecessary and harmful to religious freedoms of all Americans. Shibley said the Muslim community is unfairly portrayed by people who ignorantly fear them.
I was in Orlando the other day in a Muslim doctor's house, multimillionaire on the board of all these nonprofit organizations, saving American lives every single day in his practice. He's one of the only doctors that accepts Medicaid patients. And he's a very devout and practicing Muslim. And he said, it's so shameful that in my community, I'm so respected and I'm saving, you know, human lives every day. My patients aren't Muslim. They're average Americans and I'm saving their lives every day, many of whom can't even afford the treatment. And yet, in the political process, I'm treated like an enemy, like a criminal.
And as celebration of the failed so-called anti-Sharia bill winds down, Shibley is now taking on another cause.
Star Taxi, it's alleged that they allow their taxi drivers to read the Bible on their break, to smoke, to go to the bathroom, to do whatever they want. But if they're Muslim, they cannot be caught praying, even when they're praying outside of public view in private. And one Muslim was caught privately praying. In fact, he had to pray next to a dumpster because Star Taxi wouldn't give him time or any accommodation, even though they're required by law to do so, to pray in any private place. So he had to find his own private place next to a dumpster where he wouldn't be bothering anybody, and they still fired him for doing that. And I think that's just outrageous.
Shibley is representing 8 Orlando taxi drivers in a discrimination suit. He's worried that defending the rights of Muslims and all religious followers to practice freely will fuel the argument made by Senator Alan Hayes. Shibley said that would be unwarranted.
This has nothing to do with Sharia. This is about Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, which protects the religious freedom of all people in America.
The complaint filed by Shibley also alleges that the taxi drivers weren't allowed to speak their language to each other. For more information about issues facing Muslim Americans, go to cair-florida.org. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.